Guys, welcome to Waterside.
Yeah.
We actually don't have a name for this shit podcast, but we're here and we're live and direct.
Oh, that's the intro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
well, so like basically, I know what you're thinking here.
I said Waterside. I've got a month's detention.
I know what you're thinking here. Is this a scheme for Lewis to finally get on camera and be part of the show? Also, can I just say, Lou, why have you positioned yourself directly in front of Tom when no one can see Tom?
They can.
You have really, like, just what is this white box doing?
It's nice. It holds
get
the
rid of that
Red Bull.
You said you've been.
Do you know what? A lot of effort went into this set. I was working on.
Does it look like a lot of effort went into this? This is how this room always is.
This is all from my desk as well,
also,
in the office.
Is it not going to be well echoey?
Nah, we got some good mics on the go.
Is that my water bottle that you just started drinking out of?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is Miley Cyrus one of the most underappreciated and greatest singers of our generation?
Say what you just said before you intro.
What did he say?
That's a hyperbole.
I said Adele couldn't.
No,
do
no
shit.
You said
Miley Cyrus is the best female vocalist of this generation.
I didn't quite say that.
That's mental.
I definitely think she has more to her vocal range than Adele.
What are you on about?
Okay.
Fire to the Rain.
What?
Fire to the Rain. That song alone.
Set fire to the rain.
Fire to the rain.
No, that's
Goodbye's a good one as well.
Biebs above her. Above her, actually.
No. Okay, he is at. No, yeah, again, Justin Bieber.
He's done rapping.
Vocally, he's incredible.
Jay Bizzle.
He's done rapping.
I used to fancy Miley Cyrus.
And Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I still do both.
Yeah.
I actually got caught in. I've actually told this story on Waffle. <Right
now. laughs> Yeah. I haven't heard it.
When I was in year 9 in ICT.
What a class, man, by the way. ICT.
I got when you just get told to do your work.
Exactly, yeah.
Add the headphones in, and I was so engrossed in what I was doing on the computer.
What were you doing? Because obviously you're so engrossed, so you must be able to remember.
Jumpers for Golf.
Yeah, I was looking at photos of Miley Cyrus on Google Images.
Mate, when Wrecking Ball came out, that was like a...
No, I was a big off-put.
I think I had my first wank to that.
What did you say?
Actually, no, my first wank was to The Bill, but The Bill's on the telly.
Well, I think mine was to...
Kill Bill?
The police show.
That's crazy.
That was his first wank.
No, because I discovered wanking like naturally, not like, do you know where, mean? Like...
I discovered...
Bro, you know what? So did I.
No, this is what I mean.
I was just pulling at my cock and then it
Like,
felt amazing.
Yeah, you're like, what's happening? Yeah, and then also you're like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think...
Then I started on my mates at the same time. Yeah. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, they were like, this feels great. Why don't you give it a go?
No, I swear on, because I went to school the day after and I was like, going to be best mate, I was like, mate, you're gonna think I'm mental here, but if you do this to your knob, this, and he was like, mate, I tried it the other day and it was class.
Yeah,
how old were you?
So you were watching a police crime.
No,
and the Adam
I can tell
you went, fucking hell, this is.
Nah, wait, Lewis, how old was your mate?
The same age as me.
How old was that?
I don't know how old I was.
How old was your mate?
How old is your mate, Lou? How old is your mate?
I know exactly what my first rank was.
Did you get?
I typed in big titted female in YouTube.
In YouTube? Did it come up?
Yeah, when YouTube back.
Oh, mate.
Really? Yeah.
Did it?
Really?
Yeah.
Did the same thing come up for you as
or
me?
Big titted lesbian females.
Big juicy mumbers, big bubbly bobbers.
Nah, I type
it at that point. You just type in the keywords because you don't know what you're searching for. So you go lesbian, girl, boob.
Is that what you're into?
Well, was it?
I never knew about. I didn't know what porn was when I was like 12.
That's why YouTube.
Like,
yeah.
Like one of the older lads at school was like, "Oh, if you go home, mate, and type, I'd type in gay porn. It's like really funny."
Oi, do you remember typing in flaccid?
It all off.
What?
No, but in science. Surely you must have done that in science.
What's this?
Like in science, like when you were learning about science, there's something that was flaccid and everyone's like, let's Google flaccid. And you had to Google it, but it was just loads of pictures of flaccid.
Oh,
they gave you access to your computers in science.
Oh, I never had computers in science.
Yeah, we just sat at our school. Yeah.
We had a couple of computers on the side. Yeah.
No way.
Did you have the gas things that you let off?
Bunsen burners.
No, they had the little gas socket and you just let them off and the whole room would smell of gas.
What? The teacher would be like, attempted murder.
They're like anchored Bunsen burners, though, aren't they?
No, you can set fire to them, like.
Yeah, they're just gas ports.
Did you have my happy Sunday?
No, it wasn't a special school, mate.
Oh, mate, so it's like a website you go on, and there's this like old geezer swinging his knob about.
Oh,
but it's
yeah,
a virus.
No, it's My Lazy Sunday.
Is it? And you can't. You can,
what about Meat Spin?
Meat Spin, you spin. Yeah, yeah.
You never seen Meat Spin?
I don't know what schools you like.
Oh, no, Meat Spin, right. No, Meat Spin, right. My mate coming to school, he was like, right, you need to see this, lads. It's Meat Spin. And obviously, it's just a guy. He's bouncing on a cock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his cock's going round and round and round. And it counts how many spins yeah. you watch. And my mate watched it for that long. It came up going, you are officially gay.
How many spins was that?
I don't know.
10?
I don't know. I think he had...
Oh, there goes the phone.
He was wanking, so he doesn't know.
Can you just remember your first wanks?
I just told you.
Just literally,
I actually can't.
Did you discover it naturally? I mean, so because, or did someone say if you do this, or did you through your evolution just discover
without
it?
Without being told I could rub my cock.
I genuinely can't remember.
Isn't that weird? It must be in like your genetics.
I do. I remember. I was like, I just remember like being.
I think
you laying down.
No, I was stood up. Stop.
Being able to come used to be a huge.
Are we
like
going to actually address
flex?
to the 10 people watching why we're doing this?
Don't you really want to just hear the end of my story?
Yeah, it was this Miley Cyrus stuff.
So there you are. There I am, sorry. Looking at the computer, just falling in love as you do. And little did I know, for 10 minutes of me doing that, the lady, also called the teacher.
The assistant? Or
no, the teacher.
The lady.
You know how the teacher...
The lady supervisor who...
You know how the teacher could look at your... She could pull up your screen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the big screen for 10 minutes.
They're all connected, mate.
Everyone was watching me.
What did you have up? Like, was it like...
No, just Google.
Big bubbly bum.
Just Google images, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's nothing, mate.
Bit embarrassing,
if anything,
though.
You would have been
what a crazy
class,
school
right?
experience you had.
I'm sure all your classmates were like, man, fear, what the fuck?
Go on, name a crazy school experience you had. Go on.
It's going to be good now.
I don't know. I can't think.
You were definitely like a hard kiss in school, like big badass.
I remember mooning a teacher and getting...
Did you though? Sounds like bollocks. Didn't happen in ward year.
No, exactly. it was when...
Did you just say didn't happen in big ward year?
It was like, you know, like one of the helpers.
Teaching assistant.
Yeah, we used to have like every year, like a rewards day. So if you have
got gold stars or
what? No, like 99% attendance award.
No, it's like if you have less than like 10 detentions or no isolations, everyone goes to like Alton Towers. And obviously, right, I'm an absolute badass.
Yeah, so it's just normal school then.
No, because
less than 10 detentions. You go. Surely it'd be like more than two. You don't go Alton Towers.
No, he was. I don't
That's
know.
Been a bad school.
You're a proper Ross
Clark. This isn't the point of the story. Who cares about the?
Did your school Jack Grealish?
It was. So if you had an isolation, you couldn't go. Like you could only get a certain amount. You could only be naughty a certain amount. Then everyone would go to Alton Towers anyway. So and that day, all the teachers went as well. So the only people left back are like the naughty kids and then like the helpers. So it's just carnage.
Oh, they've got no control. Yeah,
were you one of the naughty kids?
This isn't even that good of a story. I just mooned an assistant teacher and. I said, I didn't moon it yet. I just had white boxers on and my trousers fell down and I got away with it.
Did you have a hairy ass back then as well?
I started getting really hairy. In like,
you were definitely hairy in
like
primary 15, school.
15, 16. No, I've always had hairy arms, but like chest and...
Oh, do you remember when everyone started growing armpit hair?
That was like a flex at our school. If you had like hair, like my legs didn't come through earlier, so everyone's like, "Hi, you haven't got hair on your legs." I'm like, "Shit,
nah, as
have you got pubes? Your pubes?"
No, armpits for us.
I remember. I was so fucking embarrassed when I didn't have pubes. I was like,
"Yeah, man, so shit."
Now, what
but
about like
pubes? You
about like one singular armpit hair?
You got them yet?
Oh, it's like your voice dropping as well.
That
mine
is
never fun. Happened as
I
well.
Really think that happened.
And they're like, "All right, squeaky," and like the hard line walking past.
Yeah, I definitely used to put on a bit of a deep
one
voice.
Of my one of my best.
You sound like
go on, Reeve. It's a story
of my
time
best
of Reeve.
School stories was about this time where my one of my science teachers got his tenure got removed because he was grooming.
What does that mean?
Girls.
What does that mean?
How
tenure is like where you're paid there to be forever, isn't it?
Yeah, like you're just. Yeah,
employed.
Yeah,
you can't be sacked essentially unless you do something.
He's a
non-book. I was free. I didn't tell you like this the other day. I was we was on about learning and driving or whatever, and I've got a great
learning and driving
about a driving instructor by us called. Should I say his name?
No,
probably not. Like,
call him Roger.
Well, he went to prison, so. But anyway,
it's so funny.
So, but basically, most of my mates went with him. Like, they all liked him, got on with him, and. You'd like practice by us, and then he'd take them to Wales because there was only like one round of that.
Wait, why
he'd
Wales?
He'd take them to Wales for the test because it was so easy.
How far away is Wales?
Oh, no,
like
yeah.
An hour
yeah.
and a half or something.
What?
Yeah, to go there. So everyone would pass. Yeah, no. It gets so much better. Then anyway, it came out like 2 years later.
Pass because he's got such pretty eyes.
Yeah, everyone starts like getting messages from people, like the police, being like, would you care to comment on your time with your driving instruction? All the lads are like, hey, son, hey, son. They're like, all the girls were like apparently saying like he's really weird. Like, then he gets sent down for like 5 years. Like, that's pretty heavy for something like that. And then my mate goes, yeah, I did think it was weird. The ones he offered me a free lesson to do it in my boxers, and we were like, and we went, hang on, why didn't you ever tell us this? not even contemplating the fact he did it. What? He did it. Oh, I never mentioned it. And the thought of him just sat there in his boxers having a drive.
Is his name Neil?
But what else did he do?
Yeah, he's literally like Neil. He was like
tired.
I was like, we were like, you do know, you were literally groomed. And when the police asked you about Gary, you went, yeah, he's a great bloke.
Got a free lesson off him.
And
mate.
He was literally like, yeah, but the time it was like £20 to us at the time. So a lot of money. You're skimming.
Yeah,
17.
Sure, yeah.
He's like, I just thought it was
anything else he for, like,
was
forgot he about.
He was like, yeah. You didn't think to mention this when we were all laughing about
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, did you think it was to, like, to do with like helping him drive or something? Like,
I think
there must have been a reason.
Funny. I think that he thought
ball off me.
Yeah, I think he thought. But I'd do that to you. I'd be like, do a stream naked for £50.
We've all had that, though, haven't we? Really?
Have we?
What, gay experiences?
No, we had a teacher let go because she wanked off a people.
What are you saying? Oh, we right. Like right, you right, were yeah, in school right. Together.
We were talking about getting groomed as a.
No,
man.
No, I haven't had
you
that.
Said...
Actually, actually, my old...
We've all been there, McDonald's.
Our know? McDonald's manager went to prison for it.
Wait, wasn't he your mate or something?
My mate's mate, yeah.
His boyfriend?
He was recording them in the toilets.
Doing what?
Is he the one who tells you off on that video where
no,
thing he comes
no,
to the
no,
toilet?
That is stage.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry, guys.
Oh.
No, it's not stage. It's not stage. It's just my mate who told me off knew that they were filming.
Yeah.
So they're like,
oh, he played up to it.
He
like,
played up to the camera. Yeah.
Yeah. My TikTok at the minute is full of your video, old video.
Mate, the rock paper scissors one always comes up.
Yeah.
Hang on. Go back to this McDonald's boss story.
The McDonald's nonce.
Well, I don't know if I can really talk about it.
What?
McNonce. Why not? You could just leave it.
I don't know. I think he's out now.
So what's he going to come and haunt you?
You'd have to say
he's going to come after you. You still?
Yeah.
Text
he was
him?
Just noncing my mates.
Female.
Mate. No boys. He's gay.
Oh, it's just a adult male nonsense.
Boys, gay.
Really?
But he was like, there was always this Facebook account for like years. And I was like, that's obviously like a fake account.
Yeah.
A burner account. Turns out it was him.
Doing
messaging people, yeah. But then he would also just like pick his mates up from home and take him to work and like dinners and like.
Yeah.
I always thought that's a bit weird.
Yeah, you see,
weird.
The thing with that is right. That could actually be quite a nice gesture that I guarantee people.
Yeah, but I got a weird vibe.
Yeah, that's the thing where. But now you wouldn't do it, would you? Because you just look fucking weird. Like I've stopped doing that. Picking.
it's just
not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cameras now.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
TikTok anyway.
Oh, stop twitching my legs. Oh, I'm only having a laugh.
I'm on my fifth TikTok account, man. I can't afford this.
Have you ever hurt yourself, but like it didn't hurt?
What the fuck does that mean?
So like, have you ever like done something and you thought, oh, that
should have hurt.
That should have hurt.
Every time I'm drunk, it doesn't hurt.
And then it hurts.
Oh, mate, you know what? In Dublin, where I had to jump over that fence.
Yeah. Mate, that was stupid, by the way. You could have got yourself, like, do you know those videos where they're like,
the top
like
was actually really sharp. Well, I was actually
It was probably sharp fence.
No, it was really bad. I shouldn't have done that. The bin was just next to it, like, it was inviting me.
Oh, you climbed on the bin over the.
Yeah,
thing.
So I know
by the way,
done
you're so lazy. You couldn't be asked to walk 2 minutes the other way.
I didn't know.
You'd rather risk
the hotel
your life.
Was there.
Yeah, but there's a fucking big fence.
And there was this
people walking by on the other side of the fence.
We got a photo. I put a photo up. But there was this bin.
I don't get what you're on about.
There was this bin next to the fence that was just obviously said.
Right, so
you must climb over the bin
when you came out of the.
Why wasn't I there?
When you came out of the event center,
I left early.
There was a road that went.
Explain where we were
out.
First.
In Dublin at the PokerStars event.
Yes, we were in Dublin.
You already went on by this point.
I was at home by this point.
Yeah, we'll talk about why you went home, actually.
Yeah, I figured that might be brought up.
Yeah.
But anyway, right.
Double snuzz up.
So he... very true. He, instead of walking out of the entire building slash center, he's decided to stay on the road that's actually like inside the gate.
I was inside the race course. I just followed these people in front of me who were just walking as well. There's like four people, and then they carried on walking. I was like, they're going their way out. Yeah, what's the race course?
Now the worst I can see from my room is like
there's a race course. Yeah,
track.
It's very
wasn't a track.
Well,
it
I
was.
Think it's where they do the dancing stuff.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
show jumping.
Yeah, and then these people in front of me just got in a car and went back the way they came. I was like, oh. Shit. And then I saw the hotel.
They got in the car and you went, I'll just carry on walking.
Oh, yeah. No, I was shitting itself though, because it was they were really spiking. I had this vision of like my thigh or my hand getting caught in it.
Yeah.
And I was really, really scared. Do not advocate this. But as I got to the top, I was like, fuck, I'm just gonna have to go for it. Like, I slammed my foot down a little bit and used my abs and my core.
Yeah, but then
I went down.
Engage the core.
And
my foot got stuck in the fence.
And you imagine if you'd have been stuck and then hanging upside down all night.
No, that, well, my foot was like up here.
You fucking idiot. Why would you?
And I'm
engaging the core. Mate,
because the fence had gone like that. So my foot had like got in the V. So I couldn't rip it out. And I yanked. And then it finally came out.
And then like 2 seconds later, you're out and you went to the hotel.
My foot was killing me. It's killing me. I woke up with a big bruise.
Apart from the fact that Tom actually like broke ligaments in his ankle, you're moaning about climbing a fence.
Has he?
Nah, it's all right now.
He kicked a couple balls and got bruised.
Where did you do that?
Oh, I showed you my foot, didn't I?
Mate, no.
He played the six-a-side game with, like, basically a Buster Bank.
Yeah, you know
I never knew he was actually... I heard you mention it, but you didn't really...
It was really crazy. He got it from a Chris MD video. Literally,
all I did was shooting the hold out, because I don't know what it is. I think it's because I haven't played in that long, so I'm just not...
Do you have this for the pitch side shoe as well?
A little bit, yeah. After a while, it does... I think it's just because I don't play anymore, or I'm just... Like we was on about this the other day, you don't, even when you did play, you wouldn't go and train for an hour and just boot forward back to back.
It's probably a bit
from
more,
a ball
isn't it?
Machine.
And like a ball machine
has
come in, and like a lot of the time at the start, these lot were.
Was this where you thought you got concussion as well? This shoe?
That a different that shoe. Same idea though.
Chris has taken down the pitch
side.
I've
got bruises on my chest from the James Rodriguez.
James. What? Oh, no, I mean, no, I'm not that much of a
James
Rodriguez.
Well, I actually got surgery because of football videos, so.
Mate, they're fucking, mate. You leave a Chris MD video and you're fucked.
Mate, it's tough work, isn't it? Really tough.
It shows you how
really
like,
tough life, really tough
man,
job
man,
that is.
Because
yeah.
I'm not used to it. Like these lot were at the start, they were flinging balls out from this ball machine, like dropping from like 50 yards, and they were letting it bounce. I was just
actually,
on the full, just
fair,
trying to whack.
And
then I was like, oh, fuck. And then literally towards the end of the video, I was like, lads, look at my fuck. It was swollen from literally my whole foot all the way up there, which is completely, like, I think it's still a bit black. Like,
oh my God.
Mate, what?
Mate, what the
fuck? That's from the...
Yeah.
It's like you got it in there.
And like all my toes are like black
still
as well. Yeah.
It's fucked.
Get it out.
Get the dogs out. The hogs.
That is actually... Oh, I want to see this, y'all.
Last night, anyway.
Bruh.
All blackened up.
Bruh. You just say bruh.
You've got to blur it, though, because it's free content.
People
it's,
pay fucking...
Exactly. Bleh. This is what I mean. No free content here.
Oh, it's gone. Oh, my toes are all right. Oh, no, it's all right.
Oh, mate, they are fucking dogs, by the
way. You've got, like, three long hairs on each toe.
Yeah,
that's
like
so interesting.
The hairs on the toes.
What's going on with that?
What did your missus...
I can still see it here.
Oh, yeah, it is bruised, yeah. What did your missus say about your feet?
I don't have a missus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. What did your missus say about your feet?
She calls them trolls.
I think for someone who's played football all their lives, my feet aren't that bad.
Oh, come on, mate. You're 27 years old.
They're well cut, the nails, at least.
When you didn't play football, you're like, of course your feet going to be fine. You're not like Ronaldo.
I've been playing football for 24 years, 23 years, like pretty much every day. I think they're not bad condition. No?
Fine. You're only saying that because of Ronaldo's photo.
Isn't even the biggest toe in my shoe.
My feet, my toe's bent.
Yeah, I got.
That's what I mean. I've got no like my feet are just.
My second toe is genuinely like that.
No, they're not even hairy. They just have three long hairs on them. My like big toe isn't even the biggest toe. It's like the one next to it. They call it the Bowden toe.
Yeah, that's quite.
Runs
common,
in the family.
That's quite common.
They call it the Bowden toe.
Yeah, it's the Bowden toe. Runs in the fam.
The Toden.
Hey guys, I don't want to toot my own horn.
Huh?
Seen a couple celebrities recently.
You look in the mirror, eh?
Where'd you get that one from?
What?
Don't matter.
Who wants to play guess who Theo saw in the last week?
I know the answer.
No, you don't know all of them.
All right, well, I'll guess.
I don't know the answer.
I'll guess one.
Okay, the first one I saw.
We need a clue, though.
First one I saw was on hole four at a golf course, and he came up to me, he started talking to me.
He told me this.
And I didn't know, and I didn't hear him. So my mate said, he's talking to you. And then he said, all right, mate.
Neither of your mates are from Yorkshire.
Yeah, he said to me, all right, mate, where did my ball land? I got really bad depth perception.
He used those words.
That's why
give me a clue. If these two know it, give me a clue.
And
I watched him last night.
I can't remember who it is.
And I said to him, I said, landed green.
Did it actually, or were you just saying that?
I think it landed on Green. I'll give you a clue.
That's a clue. I said I watched him last night in the flesh.
An Arsenal player.
No.
I thought you said
a Luton player.
Yeah.
Oh, Alfie Doughty.
No. This was during the international break.
Carlton Morris?
Yeah.
Oh, what a guess.
Well done, mate.
But we couldn't figure out, because he had his hat on and the golf attire.
We weren't talking about football on this podcast.
I couldn't figure out who it was for ages. Also, and then we saw him in the clubhouse.
I know, I was going to say, do you not need depth perception for his job?
No, so you're saying... You know when you recognise a face, but...
What are you trying to say?
I said, I just forgot his name. But then we saw him in the clubhouse and it was him.
Yeah.
Was he out drinking?
Carlton.
Who's the craziest person you ever met in the craziest scenario?
I don't think I have any.
off the top of my head.
The craziest scenario.
I was once at a services. Ekansu walked past me.
Is she fit in real life?
If I speak, I'm in trouble.
I have a similar story. But then also,
2 weeks prior, saw her in a lift. And I thought, fucking hell, she's following me.
Oh, you're following her.
Fit on so many levels.
My brother met... My brother met George Bush. He came to Fishburne.
What the fuck?
When he was president.
You told me this.
Yeah, my dad was defending him as well. My dad was technically...
Was this when we were doing his Eastbourne thing?
I might have told you. My dad was technically protecting the president.
Yeah.
So we had Tony Blair at the time, and his constituency, Sedgefield, which is the shitty village next to my shitty village. And my dad was in the police.
That's where Tony Blair...
He's not
a Geordie.
Yeah, so...
Is he a Geordie?
No, around Sedgefield area.
He's from Sedgefield.
That was his constituency. I don't know where he's from. He must be.
I don't know what that is.
So George Bush comes over and he takes him to Sedgefield School. My brother fucking meets him. He has a picture with him randomly. And then when he came through Fishburne, he got egged.
Aye.
So fair play, mate.
The second towel was down.
My famous encounter is very similar, actually. Is a service station. I saw James May. And it was obviously a new car, and he parked at the pump the wrong side.
So you saw James Main struggling.
A car expert.
Aren't you on Top Gear?
Did you say that to him?
No.
I'd actually love to bump into him.
It was a school trip, so we all just like went back on the bus, and everyone's like, "That's James May."
I must admit, I do try. If I see someone, I try not to talk to them unless they're like someone I really.
So humble, man.
No, I just think
it's awkward going up to him, isn't it?
Really,
I've seen Jesus Gámez in the Metro Centre once.
Who the fuck is Jesus Gámez?
Jesus for
He signed for us.
Jesus Gámez.
He signed for us, but he's with his family and his kid. I just stared at him and walked off.
What the fuck is that?
Jesus
Gámez, mate.
It's Jesus.
Jesus Gámez.
You never like, just sometimes you got to do it though,
No, I know, I have. I saw Carl Bartley once at Cheltenham and I had a photo with him.
Carl Bartley?
Yeah, yeah. It was about 2 years ago, I had a photo with him. And I have asked people for photos, but I mean, just like, I think more so when I've been to events with you lot and like there's people there who normally, if I saw them, I might ask them, but then I'm just like, no.
It depends on the scenario.
I think the only person I've ever kind of said something to was Jay and me at one of the Sidemen parties. I was like, just said, oh, bro, I love your music. And he was like, thanks, man. That was it.
So humble, man.
I know he hates it though as well, so I don't want to go up to him and be like, oh, Jay and me. Especially the States.
Go on then.
Bumped into John Cena, didn't I?
No, you didn't.
No, you were in the same room as him.
You did. You had a selfie with him, no?
I walked into something. I just did like, what the hell is this? And I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
Nah, I lied. It was at his premiere.
No, you lied.
It doesn't work if you immediately.
And then Samuel Jackson walked past. I was like, fucking hell, that's Samuel L. Jackson.
Why was he there?
He was in the film.
Argyle.
Oh.
I still haven't seen it.
What was the film?
Argyle.
Who's like the one person that would make you like fanboy a little bit?
Ronaldinho.
Alan Shearer for me.
Who?
Alan Shearer.
I met Alan Shearer.
Yeah.
Probably Theo's mom.
Yeah, that's fair, like.
Fat slag. No.
Alan Shearer.
Kaka.
You're just listening to people that you've met already. If you haven't met, and you'd make you like,
I would love to actually meet David Beckham and Ronaldinho. Oh, I'm Ronaldo.
In the same room.
All together at the same time.
I got invited to
Beckham's premiere.
I'm trying to think.
I didn't meet him.
Yeah.
Probably Kumas would be the football answer or Ricky Gervais, I think.
Too scared to say hello?
No. I said, you'd get a bit like nervous.
Oh, right. Oh.
I'd definitely go and say, I'd like to think I'd say hello, but.
Do you remember the first famous person you ever saw?
Fuck me. You said, this is the weird thing with London, right?
Yeah, mine would have been, I think mine would have been, Jamie Redknapp when I went the Danone Nations Cup. Yeah,
In London, you like walk past like famous people all the time. Like I'm in like the fucking middle of nowhere. There's no one ever comes through like our area. But here, you literally walk. You walk through. Anywhere in London.
Yeah, I walked the other day and there's like Josh Widdicombe's walking past me.
Yeah.
Oh, we saw him meet. When we come back from the shoot, me and Cal dropped me off. We were driving through, I don't know where, and he was just stood on the side of the road with his missus. And I went,
no one normally cares.
You curly head freak!
They don't care.
The London based comedians, they're just all about everywhere.
They don't get stuck.
How weird is that that you saw him as well?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man. Maybe he's not got home at the moment.
Yeah, I drove past Adam Peaty earlier.
Who's that?
The swimmer.
GB swimmer, yeah. They were doing like a big castor shoot.
Was he in a pool?
He was just swimming along the side.
What's like the most awkward time where you've been like stopped? You know what I mean? Like, have you ever had something where it's like, oh, this is...
You know what? Last night was a bit of a weird one.
What happened?
I was sitting waiting for the person that had the tickets to the game.
Where were you sat?
Club level.
He was...
In a box?
In the concourse.
You were in the... Banging on it.
Two Luton fans come over and they go, Reeve, mate, I really love your stuff. Oh, I've been a fan for a massive time. I'm like, cool, take a photo, it's all good. This American woman who's obviously visiting the Emirates for the first time turns around and goes, I'm so sorry, but... Who are you?
Oh, I hate when people do that.
And I make YouTube videos. And she's like, YouTube?
What?
Like, I make videos online, so they probably watch
them
regularly.
YouTube? Exactly, which is already weird. Yank.
Anyway, 2 minutes later, she's taking a photo over her shoulder like this.
What the
fuck? And I'm just sat there and I can see the camera.
Were you pretending not to see it? Or did you look at it? Were you pretending as if you didn't know?
No, I knew it was there, but obviously I didn't give her the satisfaction of just being like...
She's probably going to send that to her kids like, look at this.
This is what I mean.
YouTuber.
Yeah, yeah.
Not very good, man.
Oh, nothing annoys me more than when someone's like, I don't even know who you are. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. What is this? Yeah. You're just going up to random people and going, I don't know who you are. I can't believe he says that. So like, someone has a photo with you, their mate's like, I don't even know who you are.
Lewis takes that as offence.
Yeah. You better know who I am.
What? Hang on.
Excuse me. Fucking.
He gets up on his social.
It's in my bio.
I actually go up to people, ask if they want pictures.
Right. Now you can.
He actually did.
No, I'll save that for pitch side later on.
To answer your question, mine would be having a piss. Like, it's so weird when people talk to you when you're having a piss.
When they start filming dick.
When they follow you into the toilet.
After they've wanked you off as well, it's just getting the like, you've had your fun.
Surely, people that follow you into toilets, they're the weirdest.
Surely by now.
I don't think I've had that.
Oh, I've definitely had that.
Have you?
Oh, I once had.
Well, they think they're sneaking because they always think that you don't know as well.
Yes, mate. I'm like, I know you've just walked in.
I actually have a good story about that.
Go on then.
I actually had my first ever panic attack because of that.
Oh, good.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, people following you in, you mean?
It was all a bit much in Bournemouth. It was only last couple of years ago. I was in Bournemouth at a club and I was like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't be here, really. Student club.
Yeah.
And
I'm on a register.
I was like, fuck, I need to get out of here. So I went to the toilet and then.
Is this within 1 mile of a school?
You know, in between us where they start filming over the toilet and all these people coming over the toilet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to the toilet. I'm sat there like, and everyone's like filming, and I'm like, oh fucking hell, and I'm drunk. I thought my world was caving in.
Yeah,
you do. No, it does make you. It does make you a bit anxious.
Yeah, then I ran out crying
when you.
then the people at the club had to hide me away.
That is embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
No, but I had to hide me away because it got out of hand.
No, that's embarrassing.
But I was having a panic attack at the same time.
No, that's embarrassing.
First time for everything though, eh?
Yeah, come on, man.
And the last one.
Is that the last one you've had?
No.
You literally had a fella's party, a private party.
Yeah, that was the start.
What is it?
That was the start of a downward spiral.
What's that like? Is it just like you can't breathe?
No, do you know what it is? It's so funny because I always thought,
it sounds quite
like... Explain it because I've never had one.
It sounds really...
I always thought like, this is very like bad to say, but I was like, fuck man. Just put yourself together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How have you ever, like, what's wrong with you? Just breathe normally.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can't.
So is it like short breath? Or so you're like, and you can't breathe?
It's like you're dying.
And then is it like, I'm guessing no matter what you do, you're just making it worse.
Yeah.
Can you feel it like settling in? You're like, shit, it's coming. It's like an orgasm. You know what I mean?
Like, you have to like try and like grab a breath and it's impossible.
Yeah.
So hard. So yeah. And you can feel, and also you can feel it coming.
Well, how'd you come out of one then? How'd you ever end one?
20 minutes later?
20 minutes?
Whoa, hang
fuck
on.
Fuck me.
Hang on, you just go, fucking hell, I'll be done.
It lasts like 15, 20 minutes each time.
No, but I'm saying how do you, there's obviously a structure of how you eventually come out of one. You can't just be-
Pass out. Hyperventilate.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you just eventually come and someone will be there like-
Is it because of drinking as well? Or like?
Definitely was because of drinking, okay. But also sometimes not.
Would that not chill you out a bit? Like, I've-
Because a lot of people get emotional when they get drinking, don't they? So
I think it's easier to confront. As in, like, you know, when there's loads of people around you and fans, and you know that they know who you are. I feel like when you're drunk, it's quite.
That's
yeah, but there's the right level and there's a bad level.
True. Some people react differently to alcohol anyway, don't they? Like, yeah. Depends what kind of personality you have, I think.
But I was also like a few months after
surgery. You get really
lovely. So it's a bit like,
that's true, actually.
That was a few months after surgery, so it's a bit like in the bin for a while.
Yeah.
I'm doing great now, guys. Yeah. Thanks for asking. Actually, I'm doing fantastic.
Things on there.
Yeah, we had an over.
I've got it here, guys. I've got it here.
Let's do the over and underrated section.
What would it cost? Okay,
Do you do that?
What would it cost for you to quit pitch side?
Okay, that's not what
we were talking about this in the office the other day, right?
I don't think I would.
I'm close to it. No,
so, like, the amount. it is, because it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I it's like, what else are you going to do?
I don't think
A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
And yeah, I feel like for you have a lot more going on than me. Yeah, this pitch side just sit in my room.
If I had, like, someone give me, like, £10 million, I'd still do pitch side. I think
I said what? £1 million
it's more
and
sporadically
it's like live golf though, isn't it? Like, they all got hundreds of mils to play golf.
No, I'm still pretty good at it. Lads, I'm just on a yacht in the middle of the Maldives.
I suppose there is a number for maybe 50 mil.
£50 million to leave this.
No, I think
so. If someone offered you £1 million, you wouldn't leave.
I'd leave the UK for 50 mil.
No, I think if I had a mil, I'd still do it. It's only a mil. A mil's a lot of money.
It's only a mil. Like, this guy's out of touch with reality,
no,
man.
I'm not.
Over or underrated, a segment we've done on bitch side.
Lockdown underrated.
Lockdown one was class.
Because
lockdown two was shit.
Also, do you not remember the weather?
It
was just boiling hot every day.
It was so hot.
It was legit unreal. Yeah. I ran a 5K, went on a bike.
And then do you remember the next summer? It was when we were allowed out. It was fucking.
Mate, I was a key worker, so I could get about.
Keep you up is your toilet roll.
Yeah. Who did that?
Well, my job at the time had me as key worker. I was keeping morale high on the radio so I could drive about.
Go you, Lou.
Yeah, man.
Wait, was there lockdown in Bahrain?
I was in Barry. I was up north at that point.
Oh. For you?
Yeah, so I was driving about. The roads were
clogged. Man.
Mate, you were smashing down the roads.
It was
unreal.
Yes, I know. It was actually sick.
That was so disrespectful.
And then I realised that the area that I lived in
was... I
thought
clapping them was so patronising and disrespectful, if I'm honest.
Well, the hospital was so far away, they probably wouldn't have heard of it anyway. So.
We didn't.
The government are like, let's clap for them. Why don't you fucking pay them?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that's true. But also, do you not think, like, it was a pretty dark time. Just trying to have a bit of positivity.
Yeah.
We used to play last clap with you, mate, up the road.
Last clap?
Yeah, we used to be last clap. So everyone went in and we're still going.
Yeah, that's taking a piss. Road.
Nah, just a bit of fun.
How old are you, mate?
You've lost, Lewis. Your turn to put the bins out.
I think you should. Can't you just play a board game or something?
Not when you're in fucking separate locations.
What's fucking matter? Do you remember, like, Quarantine Radio with Tory Lanez?
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Like, people would like.
Do you remember your birthday?
I do remember my birthday, mate. That was.
Are you sure you remember it?
Yeah, of course I remember.
What did you do?
Yeah, a lockdown birthday.
How did we get hold of move number two? It was pretty carnage on his birthday. He played Pin the Donkey.
Do you remember Jackbox in lockdown?
What's that?
Yeah,
that
Jackbox
house party.
Similar
Jackbox. Oh, that's shit.
Yeah, similar to house party.
House party
very,
was class.
Very similar, but it was like online, and it's the most outrageous thing that I've ever played.
Yeah, it was pretty outrageous because it was like draw. You have to, like, you get given something to draw, and then you have to do a draw something different to what they've.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mad.
Yeah, that's but crazy. Like, that's fucking class.
Send me a link.
Yeah.
We used to just play COD and drink Disaronno.
Yeah,
that was the best thing.
Warzone. Warzone. Yeah.
You did 16 hours on COD, leveling up gold guns, and then went back to bed.
Friday night, everyone was on, like, 10 of us. Yeah. Sea of Thieves, just playing a bit of music with the lads. So, like,
not Sea of Thieves.
Mate, 4 in the morning, you can play some music. It's relaxing. Disaronno.
We did. Speed runs of pro clubs, like, into like Div 1.
Oh, man, we played a Warzone and just drank Recorder Leagues.
It was class. Whoa, Recorder League.
It's out of him for drinking so much.
Think about it. It's a nice, hot, sunny day. You've got a cider in one hand.
Time that I've drank then, really.
No, I was on the Coronas because, you know, keep it on.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
On brand.
Keep
right. On brand. Like so, one. Lockdown was underrated. Extension leads.
I think
one of them shit podcasts. Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
mate, well, these are serious matters.
They're becoming overrated.
Do you reckon?
How often do you use extension leads?
We could have used one today, though.
7 in like my bedroom alone.
Do you think you could survive without an extension
lead? No way.
I don't use one. in my life.
Most houses now come with so many plugs.
Yeah.
No, I need extension leads for everything. I plug in everything.
I think like the main
extension leads are very, very helpful for like builders and stuff, or like people who are working.
The mainstream are starting to overrate them, essentially.
Yeah basically. They do a job, but they're becoming overrated.
Yeah. I'm on my creatine loading phase again, so I need a wee like every 10 minutes.
Okay.
Cheers.
Maths.
Underrated.
Underrated. The fuck.
Society doesn't exist without maths. So
underrated, right.
Do you know what does
you
mean?
Can't overrate maths.
People complaining about shit in school, right? Where they're like, why are you teaching me algebra? Just because like you're a thick cunt doesn't mean like the other person next year is. Because if you didn't have algebra, we wouldn't have all the shit going on.
What? Same with in the sky.
Same with like
it's a sine wave in the sky.
Same with like Pythagoras. It's like, when will I need Pythagoras? You're thick, so you don't need it. I'm thick, I don't need it. But the builder guy who builds your house needs Pythagoras.
They have a point though. Unreal. When's the last time you've actually used algebra in real life outside of school?
But they can't fucking educate. If we didn't teach algebra,
we'd all be a mathematician or a scientist. They'd probably say every day.
Correct, but Lewis Bowden.
You don't filter down to the bottom denominator of thick bastards. You should.
Majority of society are though.
No, it's the same as like taxes. Like, why didn't you teach us taxes? If you had a taxes lesson at school,
you know the reason why they don't do that is because so we suffer through life for the rest of it, and then they get more money as a government.
No, but you would.
If they teach people how tax works as a child, we'll obviously be more equipped for tax.
But would you listen in that lesson, mate? I was fucking binging off in science when I'm learning about like evolution and stuff, and us coming from monkeys, and I'm gonna be paying attention in a taxes lesson.
This tells me a lot.
Nah, mate, you're not listening to a tax
Lewis,
lesson.
You still are a chimp.
Yeah.
You can't agree with that. Look, we just seen your fucking legs.
You're a chimp.
You were literally 80% hair.
But you are like, you're still in like, you're more chimp than human.
I haven't evolved to the next
year. You know,
in the evolution path.
You know, your brain has a chimp. And
you're paraphrasing the book.
You have a chimp, you have a human, and every day in your life, your brain is deciding whether I go down the chimp route or the human route. So right now, I might be going down the chimp route because I don't really understand myself.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Basically means like your primitive desires and stuff are controlled by
like
a chimp in your I suppose so.
Like you see boobs, you want boobies.
So that's why we discovered it naturally.
You get a boner watching hot women or men. Whatever.
What about like the random boners? Like when we're recording pitch.
That's also an actual. Yeah. How many random boners do you get a day? Really? Would you say?
I don't count them, but maybe less often now. I'll have like one
or
two.
Did you get like soggy pants at school?
No. No.
What
does that
mean?
I always
thought
like,
I can not say and know for a fact I've never ever had a wet dream or anything like that.
Mate, I want one. I came close.
Never.
When I was younger.
How do you get over the line? I can feel in the dream, right?
Sorry?
Nah, I can feel in the dream,
sorry,
right?
How do I spunk myself in real life when in my brain? In my brain, I'm trying.
I beg your pardon. Nah, I've had dreams where like lucid dreams, like, do you know where you can control what you're doing?
That's true.
So like, I've had lucid sex dreams, which are class, because like, you just...
I've never had that.
No, mate, it's class.
And they're unreal.
Yeah,
they
it's unreal. But as soon as I'm getting to like the good bit, it's like my body won't
when
allow me.
When did you last
like,
have one, Lewis?
Huh?
When did you last have
mate,
one?
The other day, literally.
Who's oh, really? And who was it over?
It was... I can't remember the pippies.
Your first answer should be my girlfriend.
Me last.
No, but it's literally.
No, but it never is because you can do that in real
literally,
life.
Literally, you're in the dream and you might be with someone in the dream. It's like, right, I'm just going to shag them now. And then that's where the dream goes.
Oh.
So you're cheating on your missus in your head.
You've never.
It's not cheating.
You've never actually managed to go through with it.
No, I'm there. I'm doing it. I'm like, why is this
working? Wait, hang on, Lewis. If your missus told you that she had a sex dream about another bloke, how do you feel about that?
It's a disgrace.
Also
so for you, it's fine.
So is your brain basically telling you that you're cheating? For this?
Huh?
Because your brain's in control of that dream. So your brain is actually telling you that you're a cheat.
Yeah, I'm like...
You're a dirty
cheat. No, I'm in a dream.
So hang on a second.
And you've just turned around and said, I can't fucking finish.
But, do you know what?
Right now, all you're doing is digging yourself a hole.
No, I swear not. I've had
Is this going to make the podcast?
Cheating's underrated.
I swear not. I've had these dreams.
Wasn't one of the topics.
I've had these dreams where I felt guilty though in the dream. I'm like, oh, this is so bad.
I'll wake up now.
And then I wake up and I'm like, thank fuck, I get like a big bit of relief.
And there's a load of spunk on your mattress. He's got to clean up.
Oh, I wish, man. I could never get there.
Also, Lewis, what have you written on this crappy little brief?
I've never, ever, ever had anything like that.
No, a sex
you've
dream.
You've got so much going on in your actual life.
Yeah, maybe you're not horny enough.
Not even like a lucid dream.
You just get You just get too much gas.
I've had so many lucid dreams where I've dreamt like I'm a superhero.
Yeah.
I fly and do cool shit like that.
Yeah.
That sounds very nerdy.
My dreams, I don't even remember any of them.
I played for Newcastle.
I don't remember, but I do remember one. I had a recurring dream like growing up.
What was that?
That I was in year three.
Shit my pants.
No, it was really, I couldn't work out what it meant. I still can't. So if you are a dream analyzer, let me know. I was in year three. Yeah.
All the comments is like,
and I could. I was in year three, and I suddenly saw all these. No, because it sounds like I'm.
It sounds like
I'm making it up, but I promise
you. Anything happens in dreams.
It was like these ninja monkeys, like tiny little ninja monkeys, like coming to attack the car. But I was the only one who could see them.
So I was trying to. I really want a dream analyzer.
So you were on acid.
I was the only one who could see them. I was like, "Fuck! I've got to start fighting all these
invisible ninja monkeys." They're just so your biology.
It's like, why is he like fighting the air for?
Nah, I just fucking begged it.
What, you left them with the ninja?
And then I was running.
I could tell you what that means.
I was running, and then the ninja monkeys were like running after me, and I know exactly the route from my primary school to my house. I know the route, and I knew. And on this corner, when I was approaching the main road, that's when I stopped running. I couldn't run any further, so I was like running, but I can't run.
I could never run in my dream.
I could never run. I got to this point. I was like, fuck, they're coming, and then snap. I'm at the top of my stairs.
What?
And I'm flying down the stairs.
Carry on.
Yeah, keep going.
That's the end of the dream.
That's it.
We've got to work out you being chased by invisible ninja monkeys. What are they ninjas?
How do you know? Yeah, did they have headbands on?
Yeah.
Now, how do you know?
And
they were
swords
ninjas
on their back. They're dressed like ninjas.
So like samurais.
But what does a ninja dress like? I've never.
Like black robe, headband, sword.
What, they had
back.
The whole kit on.
Yeah, there was monkeys. Yeah. Tiny little things.
Aren't ninjas Japanese? Right, they're Japanese ninja monkeys.
Yeah,
why not?
I don't feel like they have that has a meaning, surely.
But were they small or like?
They're tiny.
Like sea monkeys?
Yeah.
Were they running or were they like climbing?
No, they're like running all over the ceiling.
Were they running on all fours?
Oh, shit.
ninja monkeys.
Wait, monkeys don't run, they're going all fours?
Yeah, they're all over the ceiling, that's what I'm saying.
On the ceiling?
Yeah, but they were invisible as well.
How could they be on the ceiling outside?
No, inside. They got inside the building.
Yeah, but then they chased you home.
Classroom.
You said the church.
Yeah, but I go from being in there to now I'm suddenly running. There's no like, I'm just there.
You don't look back and see them running.
Like, I know they're there. I don't know how I can. I just know they're following me. So it's a bit like, you know how in your dream,
they're coming.
Like in your dream, it's never first person. It's always third person, right?
That's not true.
What are you on about?
That's the weirdest thing about that.
Wait,
whole story.
No, that can't be. No, I meant the other way around. First person.
Yeah. So you can see
third person too.
You don't view your dream like you're looking
on GTA.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I was just at the top of my stairs. I was flying down the stairs. And then
what do you mean flying like this?
I think that has pretty much no meaning other than
it's got to be a meaning behind
if you're
it.
You're running away
When did you say you had this dream?
My whole life.
It's recurring.
I think you're running recurring, it's yeah. you.
But I haven't had it for years.
Metaphor. It's a metaphor for you off, running away recurring. From you.
My problems.
You want to get bummed by loads of monkeys. But you keep running away from
it. But then I've stopped running, so I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, you're like, oh, go on then.
Oh, no, I can't.
But I haven't had that in years. But
stop it, no,
I remember it.
That's crazy that you can, there's one dream.
Yeah, because I had it so many times.
That's so weird.
I had it so many times.
That obviously, if it's recurring, then it obviously does actually mean something.
Yeah, run away from...
ninja monkeys.
My problems.
That's not the meaning.
There has to be a meaning behind it anyway. So.
Right, if you're a dream meaning person, then dissect that.
No, I don't really have anything like that.
I had Michael Jackson killers in my dream, and that's like woke up crying.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Essentially, if you saw, I
swear you can't be killed in your dream.
He got me good.
Wait, Inception's fucking load of shit then.
Nah, if you saw him in my dream moonwalking across a zebra crossing. I swear that was it. If you saw him, you knew you were next, and I seen him.
It's moonwalking towards me.
Mate, it could have been a film. This, and then I was in my dad's office, and I seen him. So I'm like, shit, he's coming for me, and I seen him down. down at the bottom by the pasta bar, and I was like, shit, he's coming. And then he comes, knocks on the door, knocks open it, and then he goes from white.
He leans.
He transforms from white, like, to black.
He goes back in time.
Yeah.
He goes back how he was.
Yeah, it's sort of like right in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, he killed me.
He goes, don't be afraid, little boy. I'm just going to burn you.
No, I died.
Two dreams that he's inferred is fucking getting bummed.
I think it's just because...
Bummed by Ninja Monkeys and bummed by Michael Jackson. Right, basically, my common dream is I play football all the time.
And he wanted to bum me.
He's going to get bummed on a football pitch.
I think the reason I don't have big dreams is because I'm always woken up by my dad bumming me.
I don't really dream now.
And now, now
you
I don't
live your dream.
Now I don't live with my dad. I just have dreams of that. So,
where did this start?
I cut you off. What happens in the end? Like, does he bum you?
Like, yeah, just 10 minutes of me getting bummed, essentially, and then it's all.
Oh, wait, fuck. You actually do get bummed. I thought. He kills you.
No, I'll get bummed first and then...
I'm joking.
I woke up crying and it's bad because I remember my brothers coming round. I'm like...
Get it?
What happened, Lewis? Why are you crying?
Yeah, and I told them. And like, my mum told me brothers, so they're all laughing out beside my room. And I'm like, mum, you didn't tell them. Did you say, no. And she's like, trying to keep her laughing.
It's such a bad dream. She's like, was it a thriller?
Oh, God. On that note, we should probably end it.
Yeah.
You'll cut it there. Why not?
Yeah.
That lasted way too long.
I don't know. How long was that?
Longer than we think.
Yeah. Water side to the top.
Up the water side.
Right, guys. If you want to see another episode, let us know.
Yeah.
If you don't, just also let us know.
Yeah, we don't really know.
How do we sign up?
Yeah, we don't really know if we're going to be doing that. I feel like that had no structure at all. We just spoke about bumming.
That's what podcasts are, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you spoke about bumming and everything.
Yeah.
Let us know if you want to see more non-football content and if what we should do.
And whether or not we can go a full 40 minutes without mentioning the word bumming.
I quit if that's the case.
Nice.
Bye.
All right, bye.